Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mark Abogast. Mark, actually, you're the healthcare specialist with Mondo Flooring. Appreciate you being with us. I actually wanted to interview you about the growth of rubber flooring in the contract commercial market. But before we do that, why don't you tell us just real quickly a little bit about Mondo?
Mondo is an Italian company manufacturing rubber flooring. We have a North American presence in Montreal. We've been servicing the U.S. since 1974. We have commercial contract floor covering, which is rubber flooring, and we also have a sport division that does indoor-outdoor tracks and turf.
Okay, so the products that are used in the U.S., where are they made?
Products that are used in the U.S. are made primarily in Montreal,
okay,
which is our North American headquarters, actually Laval, Quebec, mm-hmm, where they can be made in Italy or Luxembourg.
Okay. And you have, when you look at your business, Mondo's business overall, what percentage of it goes toward contract and what percentage of it goes towards sports flooring?
The contract business is the fastest growing business, but it's probably a 75-25.
Okay, so it's about 25% contract flooring?
Yes.
Okay, and tell me, why is it that rubber flooring market is growing right now?
There's been a tremendous growth in rubber and interest driven both by the end users and by the design community, for a number of reasons, one of them being the constant attention to health concerns as far as antimicrobial bacterial growth, infections in hospitals, also for cleanliness in education environments. And rubber flooring is naturally and inherently has antimicrobial properties. Mm-hmm. The cleanability of it is outstanding as far as just being able to clean it up efficiently. It's low maintenance. We've also found that, and surprisingly enough to me, especially with a lot of healthcare institutions, long-term cost of ownership is a huge factor in their decision-making. So I think because of the acoustic properties of rubber, because of the cleanability and antimicrobial properties, and also because over the lifetime of the floor for a 20- or 30-year investment, rubber is the lowest cost of ownership.
So when you talk about the healthcare business, when we look at all the vertical segments in contract, healthcare is the biggest one for rubber, isn't it?
Yes. Healthcare would be the biggest one, followed secondly by education.
By education. There's also applications where
applications in corporate, in retail, in mall stores, in transport, buses, trains, airports. The opportunities are huge, especially anytime there's high traffic and maintenance issues. Rubber is an outstanding alternative and floor covering product.
It's a little bit more expensive initially versus, say, PVC flooring or VCT flooring, but over the life cycle, it's more economical. Is that what you're telling me?
Over the life cycle, it's more economical, vastly pays for itself because it doesn't have the maintenance, the waxing considerations of VCT or sheet vinyl. And also we've found, especially in the design community, and I know that Floor Covering Daily has been covering the kind of issues around PVC, and there has been a movement as people are getting more information to other alternative floor surfaces.
I see.
Rubber being a very viable one because of the newly developed techniques and aesthetics, the clear, bright colors, the ability to add multiple patterns even in some of the floor covering surfaces. So it's become a very interesting and a very well-received product at this time. And obviously, in an economy that's been soft, where there's been a retraction in certain segments of the economy, in the corporate world, for example, healthcare is growing steadily at anywhere from a 7 to 9% growth rate.
So, I mean, just to summarize, it's a little bit more expensive up front, but it's a more comfortable floor. There's no PVC in it. There's an antimicrobial and antifungal property to it. Is that right?
Yes, it's antimicrobial because the rubber is vulcanized. I like to say it's baked, not fried.
Mm-hmm.
It's the underlayment is vulcanized, and it's heated, and the heat and the pressure produces a dual durometer product,
mm-hmm,
that has antimicrobial properties. The initial cost of ownership is a little bit more than traditional flooring or than some of the other surfaces, but long-term over a 10, 15, 20-year period, the cost of ownership of a rubber floor is less than, say, VCT, for example, which would be a lower cost initially.
There's a green story here, too, right?
There is a green story. Rubber is 100% renewable resource. Obviously, it comes from Indonesia and other places around the world, so it is 100% recyclable, and we do have recycled materials in the rubber flooring itself.
So once you make the flooring, you can continue to use it over and over again. You can take it up and reformat it and make more flooring out of it. Is that right?
Yes. It can be taken up and repurposed and recycled.
Okay. But the initial, when you first make it, what are the raw materials for rubber?
It's rubber. It's 100%. It's rubber. It's synthetic and natural rubber.
Explain to me, because there is synthetic rubber and natural rubber. Explain, most of the flooring you see in contract, is it a byproduct of a tree or is it a petroleum product?
It's a byproduct of a tree.
Okay.
It's a byproduct of a heavier tree. It's the rubber sap that has been extracted and processed as a raw material to be made into this flooring.
Okay.
Now, our flooring, interestingly enough, it comes in sheet and tile.
Uh-huh.
The rolls are 6'4" wide, and the tiles varying sizes, but typically 2 by 2, 2 feet by 2 feet.
And the biggest players in the U.S. are Mondo, Johnsonite, and Mannington Bought Burt, and Nora is also in the business. Is that right?
Yes. Those would be the four.
Okay.
Mannington Bought Burt Mercer. Nora is a German company, and Johnsonite.
Part of Tarkett. And what is your unique selling proposition when somebody's considering a rubber floor and they've got those four companies to consider? You know, what is Mondo's uniqueness in the market?
Our uniqueness is we have some just beautiful products that have been, we've gone through a redesign period.
Mm-hmm.
We have used some of the technology that we've developed in our sports flooring applications and been able to cross it over into some innovative new look and manufacturing techniques for our rubber flooring. It is flash covable, so you don't need cove base around the walls in a healthcare situation.
Mm-hmm.
100% recycled material. It's made locally here in North America in Montreal and shipped to the United States from there.
Well, Mark, I appreciate you updating us on the rubber market in the contract commercial category. We've been talking to Mark Arbogast with Mondo Rubber, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.